Well, they've obviously heard of this, and it's a tradition. You know, tradition means handing on. It's a Latin word, tradere, to hand on. So they've heard this. A lot of them would have gone there as children, you know, with their parents. I know they'd like to come back. I know one very old lady from Tralee, Mrs. Rooney, a woman probably now in her 80s, she always comes back. Friends of mine from Killarney come when they hear about it because they came as children from Tralee Town. They would walk out, you know, up there at the top of Rock Street, come at our the Wetherswell from Bullock Hill. Bullock Hill is linked again with the tradition of the well. You know, the altar there with the three effigies I mentioned was meant to have been moved by a man from Killeen, Oak Park, from the holy site. It probably originally came from one of the churches around Abbeydourney or maybe Ardfert Cathedral. We're not sure, you know. But he wanted it moved, it seems, to his land, and he ordered a man to move it with his pair of bullocks. But it seems on the way going up the hill, the bullock died, and the cargo was abandoned, and the locals brought it back to its site at Wetherswell, you know. And so the hill is still called Bullock Hill, but Tralee people come at it from that side on foot, you know. Marvellous view from up there, of course, right out to Barrow on one side and Kerryhead on the other and Bannerstrand, you know. People come to pray. They come to remember Brendan, you know. A lot of us, it's my second name, and a lot of people carry the name of Brendan. We would see Brendan as the great, you know, Per Gratia Pro Christi, the great missionary, you know. The bishop has written a hymn or poem, and Father Egan has put it to music of Raymond Leffer, reminding us of the way he brought the good news, the gospel, to the west of Ireland first, to Clonfert, set up his monastery there, and then travelled. You know, maybe he did go to America, but he certainly went to Wales and Scotland, and I've come across two villages in France bearing his name. There are those who would say that the Brandenburg Gate carries with it the name of Saint Brendan, because he was patron saint in Mickelburg in Bavaria of bakers and brewers, if you don't mind, you know. So Brendan has left his imprint, no doubt about it, you know. So people come probably to remember that, you know, and to pray the traditional way, you know, the old way. It's a very Celtic way, and we're in touch there with the depth of our past, you know. It is a very old way, and we'd love that younger people too would be aware of this and maybe, you know, keep the old tradition alive and strengthen it, because it has, there's no doubt it has lapsed a bit, it has. But in 84, as I say, we tried to revive it and build it up again, as maybe Bishop Moriarty did when he preached about Brendan on Mount Brendan in the last century, you know.